vegan because we hate murdering.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programas ofrecen plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Τα προγράμματά μας προσφέρονται σε πολλές γλώσσες. Παρακαλούμε δείτε suprememastertv.com/schedule.
We have to rise above material boundaries, understand in our mind, before we can progress spiritually. The family will be taken care of, don't worry, I mean.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, Dutch, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. Kandaisis, that's how are you in Kyrgyz. My name is Ali Nur. In deep gratitude, the hospitable citizens of Kyrgyzstan thank you for transitioning to sustainable forms of agriculture to cool down this beautiful planet. A majestic country located in Central Asia, most of Kyrgyzstan's borders are formed by mountain crests. The land's interior is equally spectacular, with 80% covered by the Tian Shan mountain range, also known as the Celestial Mountains or Mountains of Heaven, with waterfalls that cascade down to lush valleys filled with indigenous walnut trees and abundant fruits. It is easy to see why this part of the world has been treasured and revered for several millennia. The country is also blessed with Lake Izikul, the second largest alpine lake on the planet. Its waters are crystal clear, slightly salty, and remarkably warm. Health resorts and holiday housing in the area make this a popular and relaxing destination for visitors. The Kyrgyz people are known to be welcoming and kind. Their cultural values include offering respect to elders and honor to guests. Among their many traditions is the distinctive kalpak hat, worn by nearly all Kyrgyz men. The kalpak is peaked like one of the nation's mountains and has four sides to represent the four directions and elements. Kyrgyz women can be seen wearing any one of several different styles, including the cloth juluk as well as the distinctive elecek, with its many layers of fabric. We enjoyed introducing the natural beauty of Kyrgyzstan to you, faithful viewers. We pray to Allah to bless your lives with everlasting peace. For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world-honored one Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God, Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher, Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher, Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved prophet, Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Devji, and many more. Supreme Master Ching Hai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Ching Hai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Gusi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. Etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Ching Hai promotes the peaceful, loving plant-based diet and envisions with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life. A tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives include alternative living flyer distribution, the international vegan restaurants Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we're aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations, while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Ching Hai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. Today, we are blessed to present one of these insightful lectures entitled Make Miracles with Your Positive Spirit, Part 6 of 6, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on January 2, 2006, in United Kingdom.
So, even the snow brings water for your garden, for the agriculture. Everything is a miracle. Just don't take them for granted, but use them to invest, make more miracles. Use your miraculous hand to make some more events happen, more financial success. Yeah, then you can enjoy life and spread it out. And our life is simple. That's why we can afford to even help someone else, because we don't need much. And use your whatever you have. Whatever you have with you is a miracle. Even your hair. Huh? You can do 1,000 things with it. Nice stuff. Don't wait until you all lose it and say, oh, my miracle is gone. A bottle from a neighbor. She has a lot of blood. Cultivate some. If we can see the world around us, that's already a big miracle. Huh? Can you imagine if you don't have it? Can you imagine? At night when you're groping in the dark, then you know what it's like to have a miracle. Yeah, and your ears, you can hear. Yeah, your health or the tissues in your body function in harmony. That's a miracle. When something's wrong, then you appreciate that it has been right before. Sometime it's late. But it is good that your life is in harmony, your body is in harmony together. Understand? The mind, the brain, the body work together to make you a functional, perfect human being. And you are beautiful already, very beautiful. Yeah? Everything you have. You're lacking nothing. And tonight, we feel great, meditate together, feel very good. Because we're in harmony. You understand? There are no rotten apples around. Even one would cause discord. Yeah? And then you don't feel that good. So it is good sometimes that we have just the similar energy, and then you feel better. And that provokes the lower energy person to hurry up a little bit. So kindness has many forms. And not because somebody gets scolded and that means she's unloved or anything like that. Just like you treat your children differently. It depends on how they behave. Yeah? It's not always like, I love you, give sweets and chocolate. That is not always good for the children, especially when he's bad. And he will never change. Yeah? And a spoiled, rotten kid is the worst kid that you ever will have. Same. A spiritual person has to be upright, correct. Yeah? and noble at all times. Be more selfless and noble. So giving gift I give to you, remind yourself also, okay? Yeah, that would be very great to start a new year with and to continue with. Yeah. The camera is okay. Cameraman, are you okay with the lady sit in front of you? And I know it. So my face will be covered with hair, huh? Because your hair is very tall, and he has to make the camera up now, and I don't know what my face will look like in there now. Situation changes. The camera changes the angle, and maybe my face will look like that, or look like that, or look like that, you know, from up, but it goes out. Yeah. So you see, sometimes my face looks different, huh? It depends on the cameraman. Sometimes I look too beautiful, and people keep coming and asking me, where's that beautiful lady? I say, don't ask me. Okay, you're happy, huh?
Yes.
Are you staying here all night, or you go home? No? Some have to go home, right? Okay, fine. It's good. If you have to go, you go, okay? And maybe I'll see you some other time. Maybe next week, if I'm still around. I mean, we can, no? We can. Yeah. But only you guys, huh? Because we don't have enough room, okay? Huh? But you have a nice tent outside, eh? It's always like that every weekend? No? No, huh? No, only today, because a lot of people, mostly you eat in the kitchen, simple. Okay, yeah. It's nice, at least you have a very nice and cozy place. We just make tent. Even in winter, the tent with heating, good enough. If it's insulated well enough, then it should be warm enough. I've been living in minus 10. Oh, not even. Yeah, in 10. I told you already, minus 10 minimum. I didn't really have the real thing, but the water became ice. I told you, the water became ice and the snow became ice. No, not snow even. It was too cold to snow. So the sky was pristinely clear, blue. But the water in my bucket became a big, solid block. I couldn't even knock it out of the bucket. It stayed in there. Yeah. And even then, you know, I survived. Just one oil heater. Eh? If we don't have enough electricity, we just have to be more diligent. You know, buy more oil and use oil heater. You know, the one that doesn't smell. Besides, the smell only goes up, you know, it doesn't go down when you meditate. So that is another motivation to sit and meditate. If you stand up, you smell. If you sit down, nothing. Yeah, you don't smell the oil when you're at the lower level, because most of the smell or the heat goes up, you know. It's okay. And you open a little ventilation from the tent when you have a heat or it will be too hot. You know, after a while, it's too hot, you have to turn it off. Even minus 10 or something, I can't bear it. 6 degrees is too hot inside the tent for me. You get used to it after a while. You get used to it. So we don't have to always use electricity, you know? Yeah. Oil is better than gas, or it's the same, huh? We can have gas. Gas?
They're actually using oil or the
Yeah, it's very easy, you know, they go and fill it once a year or once in every 2-3 months, it depends on how much you use. It's okay, you can cook inside your apartment, maybe it's, you know, equipped with simple, you know, or eating together in the commune kitchen, it would be better. One person cooks every day, or 2 or 3 persons, yeah? And you can cook your own if you want also, yeah? It's up to everybody. And you can plant vegetables, yes. This one what? Solar power, wow. Yeah. Yeah, we could have even wind power if it's not too expensive. Yeah. Now it's in. Euro Union, they approve for that. Many places begin already. They call it green power. It's very good for the environment. Yeah. But you have to have a lot of battery, you know, to store the sun, especially in England. The summer doesn't last long, huh? But it's better than nothing, huh? Yeah, and then wind power as well, huh? Yeah. And soon they will invent something else, you know, a different power. We don't really need electricity. We only use it for some time. Eh? We don't need so much, really. We can use it for washing, maybe washing machine, if you don't want to wash by hand or some special. And the rest, we can use anything else, you know, oil lamp or whatever. I live in the cave, I told you, just candles and oil lamp. But be careful when you use candles, that's all, you know. You have to be present. Should not leave it alone when you're out or something, you know. Something might knock it over, or pets knock it over, or children, that's all, okay? Or the oil lamp, you hang it high or something like that, out of reach of children and pets. Yeah, just a little precaution. Besides, at night, you know, I don't use it much. I just use it when it's dark a little bit, if I need. If not, just go meditate. When the sun goes down, we meditate. When the sun goes up, we get up. Yeah, very simple life. Or sometimes you go outside and contact with a wood company, and they're leftover things. Sometimes you can bring home cheap because they want to get rid of them. Or you can buy it cheap, or you can have it for free. In Taiwan, in the beginning, you know, they used to do that. Actually, because even if you have wood, it won't last forever, you know. Everybody goes and chop one and it's gone. We don't want to chop wood anyway, you know. What I mean, it's just for a small group, independent group, you know, like a family. There's always some dry wood from the tree and falling down. Or you can break some of the dry wood and use it. Or chop and trim them and use it. Like I have a place, you know. It's private and very small, only two small bedrooms. One for dogs and one for guests. Very small, you know, it's say a house, but it's cheating, you know, like two storerooms put together or something like that. It has a lot of olive trees. So every year you have to trim the olive trees so that it grows better next spring, yeah, next year. And then it bears fruit. Therefore, you know, the wood, you can use it for fuel, you know, but only for one family, you know. You can't use it for one world, the whole world. Yeah. Okay, it's cool. Hmm? The rest you take care.
Yeah.
So that we like doing things together, you know.
Yeah.
Not like a charity, always master does everything, master knows everything, master can take care of everything. I can, but I don't want to. Now you've grown up already.
Yeah.
Take care of me. That's what I bear children for, you know. In China, Vietnam, India, etc., you know, they want the poor family. They want a lot of children. Surprise, you know? Yeah. They say in case one dies, the other's still there. And when they're older, the parents are older, they rely on the children to bring the income home. That's why they want a lot of children. The more poor, the more children. Surprise. I mean, the poorer, you know, the more children they want. It's just like security benefit, you know? Like insurance in the West. The life insurance, yes. That's why in China, Vietnam, India, those countries, the family ties is very strong. And they just talk about family all day long, all year long. And they bring to the meditation hall, also the family, the whole family. When they talk, the Chinese, simple men in China especially, nothing but children, family. I get fed up over the years. I mean, we all have children, we all have family, and we all love our family. You understand? But that is one thing. And another thing, to always bring it repeatedly into the meditation hall and talk about nothing except how you miss the children and how your children don't behave. And that is not the point. It's not the way. We have to rise above material boundaries, understand, in our mind, before we can progress spiritually. The family will be taken care of. Don't worry. I mean, you do your best already, right? You earn money, you take care of them, you teach them the best you know how. You bring them to a spiritual encounter. That's the best parent they can ever have. Hmm? And the rest is up to their karma and the world and, you know, their own spiritual level. Hmm? Can't do much more. This is not always us. My God, I don't know. Some people are just too much material, you know, too materialistic. And that's why they don't go up, don't go up. The best thing you can help or do anything to your family is to be spiritually elevated. The higher, the better. Yeah? And I'm not saying that you run away from your family or don't give them clothes and shelter. You do anyway. Right?
Yes.
That's why you're working. If you're alone, you don't work that much, right? Because you have family, you feel responsible. So you work harder, right? And you save money for their future. And you give them whatever they need. I mean, what necessity. So you're doing already materially more than enough. Yeah? So spiritual side, you have to take care. If they don't follow you, you have to be strong enough to even cover them. You see what I mean? So don't just keep talking, well, I miss my family, I miss my house, all this rubbish. I don't buy any of that. Because if you really practice well, you will understand. You will not talk rubbish. Understand? You will not talk nonsense like that. You just quietly do your job. Hmm? Because if you really do your job well, you don't feel anything bad in here. Right? You know you do your best. And you feel happy. Yeah. And some people also complain if their family member go out and work more spiritually for other people. Like, you don't take care of me, you only take care of everybody else. That's wrong also. That's wrong. Hmm? You should be helping together, doing that. Or you should be happy, you know, that, oh my God, I have such a spiritual brother. I have such a spiritual husband. I have such a, you know, highly developed saint in my house as my relative, as my friend, as my husband, as my wife. You should be proud instead of nagging. If he goes out drinking, gambling, squander all the family fortune, or goes with another woman and messes about and comes home, tell lies and make trouble for you, then you complain. But he goes out or he's busy for spiritual practice or spiritual purpose, then you should be proud. Yeah? Because you are having such a person as a friend. How many friends like that do you have? Huh? How many people in the world are doing this kind of thing, you know, selflessly? And besides, if you're near such a person, you also benefit from his work, huh? From his merit. So you should be happy, right? And you shouldn't talk nonsense or nagging, and that's very low. Huh? Low left, we call that low left. Sounds like Russian, I'm sorry. Pardon my Russian. Low left. Low a lot. Low a lot. Okay, you cool? So you intend to sit here all night? Some of you? How many going? How many staying? How many going? Going, going. And how about the rest? What are you doing? To do what? Why? Yeah, but tomorrow? No work?
No.
Oh, why? Why that?
Huh? I go back to work.
Yeah, some have to go to work, then just go, eh? Otherwise, you'll be late tomorrow and
you can't. I live nearby.
Ah, okay, I understand. Whoever have to go, go, okay?
Thank you, Master.
Yeah, take some food with you. If not enough, you bring more. If enough, then okay, because they're not all of them living. Yeah, you're welcome. Very difficult to leave, I know, but if you have to go, you go, huh? Then I say goodbye now.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy your meditation.
Blessed viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled Make Miracles with Your Positive Spirit, Part 6 of 6 on Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May the heavenly melody uplift your souls to a higher spiritual realm.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Vegan, because we are the change.